This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, the Cowboys were thrown into a bunch of different quarterback trade rumors, and we asked Jerry Jones on his birthday about those possibilities. Have you reached out to others? Do you need to talk to other teams about a quarterback trade?
No. And that's unlikely and very little interest for me. We've got our quarterback in Andy Dalton, and we've got a young backup coming. That's the way I like it. We haven't always practiced it or gotten it done, but the fact that Nucci's here and the fact we're getting Gilbert coming, have the opportunity of a guy that we're all familiar with in this part of the country. I'm not that we're having to do it, but I'm satisfied that we've landed in a good shape to go forward.
Okay, let's have a little fun now with the names that have been thrown out there. Bill Barnwell with his list. Dwayne Haskins, he apparently is getting put on the trade block in Washington. Nick Mullins was benched by San Fran for C.J. Beathard. Blake Bortles, Tyrod Taylor lost his job to Justin Herbert, and he was stabbed by a needle by the team doctor. Brian Hoyer, Sam Darnold, Matt Ryan, and Matt Stafford. All names that are being thrown out there for the Cowboys and a possible trade to save their season or replace Dak if the injury and the contract don't get worked out moving forward.
It's going to have to be a big no for me, dog, to quote the great, whoever the hell it was that said that I'm American Idol. That's going to be a no. I'm not going to go and throw some, all my chips in the table on a quarterback. We're not going to win the title anyway. Now, if you could, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, we don't have the money for that. Matt Ryan is due like $40 million from a cap hit. I'm not going to sit there and go down that road. And as much of a Matt Ryan fan as I am, I wouldn't take him over Dak for the next 5 years. Assuming health, because he's getting old. And Matt Stafford, I wouldn't take over Dak for the next 5 years either. It's okay to just sit there and just, punt, right? Punt. It's okay to punt in the season. Yeah. I don't need to bring in, Tyrod Taylor, who I like. I think Tyrod would be a fantastic player. Great backup. Serviceable starter. I think he's underrated. He's been given no shot. I'm not bringing him in. Matt Ryan, love him to death. I'm paying $40 million for a 35-year-old.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out on everything. Just realize that this season is over, as Jerry seemed to do yesterday. You got to, lower back the expectations. And I'm a Matt Stafford fan. I think he is just as good as Dak, if not better. He just screwed by bad circumstances in Detroit. But there's too much money. And Prescott's going to be back fine next year, in my opinion, anyway. This year... You got too many injuries. You got too many issues. You already have Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton, let him play this year as the quarterback and don't make some type of major move to replace him. Now, Bill Barnwell was speculating over where Dak could go. Some other teams that could be interested. He said there could be as many as 8 teams in the market for a new QB, including San Fran, Chicago, Denver, Indy, Jacksonville, the Jets, Patriots, and Washington, the Buccaneers, Saints, and Steelers. Maybe join those lists in two seasons when Dak could get to free agency once the Cowboys apply this final franchise tag to him. So of all those teams, Barnwell says the Colts come to mind as the most obvious suitor. They'll have the cap space and a clear path to a starting job, given that Rivers is on a one-year deal. They value accuracy and are analytically inclined as an organization, suggesting they might see more in Prescott than other teams, and their GM places significant importance on character. Dak regarded highly in that area. So those are the other possibilities for Prescott playing for somebody else, according to Bill Barnwell.
So Dak would go and voluntarily want to compete with Mahomes and Lamar for the next 10 years? I don't know about all that. All right, the NFC is the place to be, right? You've got an aging Roger, an aging Ryan, an aging Russ. I mean, I shouldn't say aging Russ, but an older Russ. How about that? An aging Drew. I don't know that if I'm a quarterback looking to, the money's going to be the same for the most part. For the most part, the money's going to be the same. I don't know that I'm going the AFC. I don't know that I'm going to do that. These guys do want to win. At some point, they want to win. And the path to the Super Bowl in the AFC is pretty much non-existent for the next decade. We've seen what the AFC was like when you had Brady and Manning and Roethlisberger. It was just those three guys. Those three guys were the only ones to make a Super Bowl in the AFC between 2003 and, until Mahomes did it. With the exception of Joe Flacco, that one year. Those are the only three. I don't know that I'm going into that buzzsaw.
Are you including Lamar in that 10-year run? I thought you were still in question over Lamar sustaining this.
I mean, he's been fantastic this year and last year as well. But you've also got Mahomes to worry about. No, that's just one guy.
Yeah,
but yeah, I would include Lamar in that. I mean, I think we've turned the corner on Lamar. I think everybody has.
All right, so those are the quarterback trade rumors. Atlanta, hopefully they blow. Hopefully Atlanta makes the trade deadline fun.
Yes,
please just blow it up. Arthur Blank with a very questionable statement, not totally supporting Matt Ryan coming back there. He's like, it's going to be on the new coach. Matt's been good. I don't know what's going on with Matt Ryan's future. So hopefully he can get out of there. Blow it up. Get Julio out of there as well. I would like to see the Falcons just blow that bad boy up with the deadline and get some of their big names on the market.
But I don't want to see Julio or Ridley find their way to Philadelphia.
Yeah. For all the Wentz hate, and again, it's comical how people voted him behind Andy Dalton. Do you know who's got the most receptions for the Eagles this year? What player?
It's probably the running back.
It is not the running back. He is fifth on the list with 11 catches. Their leading receiver has 22 catches on the year.
Ooh.
Greg Ward. Ertz has 20. Dallas Goedert has 13. Travis Fulgham has 12. Miles Sanders, 11. DeSean Jackson, 10.
Oh.
That's what he's been throwing to.
All right, sir.
Ward, Goedert, Fulgham, DeSean. There you go. Let's see how healthy they're going to get. They got to make a move. They have to. I think they're going to make a major move somehow, some way. I think they have cap issues and money tie-up problems. They got offensive line problems. They have receiver issues. Like, the division is right there for the taking. So keep an eye out for Filthy trying to mess things up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.